polio was big. You didn't have polio?
Yeah, I've had polio. I have post-polio syndrome, as we sit here. But that was not until I started in junior high school when polio hit. And I went to Wilson Junior High School.
Okay, so then we can jump to that time in your life, Wilson. Mm-hmm. Polio was a big thing then. Mm-hmm. The shock vaccine had not been invented yet.
Vaccine.
So tell us about it and how you think you got it.
Well,
fortunately,
I don't know how I got it. And no one knows how it was passed on. They would say it was in the swimming pools, or you're overexerted. There are a variety of ideas. But I got it right after a friend of mine hired me to work at her farm and do some stuff. And I worked my tail off, and it was really hot. The next week, I did come down with it. Now, fortunately, it was a mild case. It only essentially affected my lower right leg. But I limped when I got well. I wasn't truly well. It never kept me from playing athletics because I played in spite of the fact that I limped. And I got well eventually.
How long were you laid up with the polio?
I was not laid up in a hospital or anything. I had friends that were. I had friends that died.
They called it infantile paralysis.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
And many were paralyzed, mm-hmm. and so you were considered to be very fortunate.
I was very fortunate. Do you know Mr. Barnett?
No.
Who are the people who own the Tribune, or used to own the Tribune?
The Joneses.
The Joneses. Her name was Bister Jones.
Okay.
She married Howard Barnett, who started the Brookside Bank, okay?
Yep.
She had polio.
Oh.
Really bad. Yeah, she really had it bad, and I didn't. She fought that thing and would not give up. She got to where she could walk again and do an awful lot of things.
And we all know that our president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had polio.
Yeah.
You kind of related to him then, I suppose, when you knew you had that.